Well, this Saturday, the place to be is going to be Main Street, Ortonville, because the 5th Annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl is taking place. And in the studio to tell us all about it is Kathy Marriart. Kathy actually runs the smallest art gallery in Ortonville, don't you, Kathy?
I do, yes.
Hi, nice to see you again.
Oh, it's so nice to see you too, Paul.
Yeah, this is kind of our annual meeting, isn't it?
It is. I'm so glad you invited me back.
Yep. Good. Well, tell us what's happening in Ortonville then, Kathy.
Well, I'll start out by talking about what's happening involving the Smallest Art Gallery. We have lots of things planned for this summer at the Smallest Art Gallery, located in the historical district of downtown Ortonville at 118 2nd Street Northwest. We have two wonderful artists scheduled this summer, along with two art classes taught by experienced art instructors, as well as the art classes I teach. Please consider joining us at the artist receptions. These events are fun. All events are free to the public. Our first artist is M.E. Fuller of Montevideo, Minnesota. M.E. Fuller's art exhibit is titled Small Abstract Works on Canvas and Paper. Fuller is a former art director and graphic designer. For this art exhibit, she has been working primarily on canvases and paper using acrylic, watercolor, and mixed media. Her most recent works depict abstracts and landscapes. Fuller has exhibited her artwork in numerous art galleries in Minnesota as well as Illinois. Emmy Fuller states, "As an overthinker, I revel in the state of mindlessness that lets me tell true things without edits, thoughts, or words. It's not in my head, but out of my hands that these images emerge." Emmy Fuller's artist reception is Wednesday, June 14th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Her art exhibit dates are June 14th to July 15th of 2023. Our second artist is Mary Buckmiller of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Mary Buckmiller's art exhibit is titled From Here to There and Everywhere in Between. She calls her painting style an eclectic use of mediums, both traditional and contemporary. She has been exploring location landscapes known as plein air. She also enjoys working in her art studio. She uses many art mediums, surfaces, and techniques. She also likes to work in traditional, non-representational, and abstract styles. Mary says it keeps her artwork fresh and her life taking new adventurous paths. Mary Buckmiller's artist reception is Saturday, July 22nd from 3:30 to 5 p.m. The art exhibit dates are July 22nd to September 2nd, 2023. We have two visiting art instructors back by popular demand, Phyllis Jose and Kristen Peterson. Awesome Adventures in Accordion Bookmaking is taught by Phyllis Jose, a printmaker and book artist from Hancock, Minnesota. Phyllis will be giving a hands-on workshop on making accordion books. She provides beautiful hand-printed papers for the students to make three books. The date of this workshop is Friday, June 23rd, from 9 a.m. to noon. The fee is $68 per student. All supplies are provided. The second art workshop is The Feel of Cardboard, taught by Kristen Peterson, a mixed media artist and internet artist instructor. This workshop will explore collage techniques and design. The focus will be on creative expression. Kristen will talk about color, collage, and arrangement while the students create beautiful pieces using cardboard and other art supplies. This is an excellent workshop for all levels of experience. Students will need to bring their own art supplies. You will find the list of supplies needed for this art workshop at thesmallestartgallery.com. Due to the expected class size, this course will be held at the Ortonville Community Center, 200 Monroe Avenue, Ortonville, Minnesota, just one block south of the Smallest Art Gallery. The date of this workshop is Saturday, August 19th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The fee is $125 per student. Both of these art workshops tend to fill up fast. To sign up, you can call me at 320-226-8213 or stop in at the Smallest Art Gallery. I will also be teaching a variety of classes as well, such as watercolor, acrylic, painting, monoprinting on jelly plate, and quilting classes. For dates and times and information, feel free to check out our website at thesmallestartgallery.com, as well as Facebook, and feel free to stop in the Smallest Art Gallery. I have handouts on all the art classes and monthly events. There are two art crawls in Ortonville this season. The fifth annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl is on Saturday, June 10th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be 20 artists located in the shops in downtown Ortonville, Minnesota. Some of the art forms you will find are watercolor, acrylic paintings, collage artwork, drawings, photography, silversmith jewelry, and paper making, as well as live music. My sister, Edie Barrett, plans to sell her novel and book of poetry at the Smallest Art Gallery. She will be doing poetry and book readings throughout the day. I will have my original artwork on display and for sale. Be sure to stop in and say hello. The second art crawl is the Meander Upper Minnesota River Art Crawl on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st. This free, award-winning, self-guided art tour begins north of Ortonville and meanders to Granite Falls. This event welcomes and connects people to local history, culture, and to our beautiful prairie landscape. Visitors are encouraged to engage with the artists in their environment and studios. There are over 40 artists and more than 30 individual art studios, all selling original artwork. You will find for sale linoleum block prints, photography, silversmith jewelry, hand-carved folk art, pottery, watercolor, acrylic, and oil paintings, including much, much more. I understand that the Madison Mercantile in Madison will have pottery, watercolor paintings, handmade quilts, along with other original artwork for sale this fall during the Art Meander. Mm. Thank you, Paul, for allowing me this opportunity to share with you this summer and fall schedule for the Smallest Art Gallery, as well as some of the other art events in and around our area.
You're welcome, Kathy. Wow. A lot of great artists in our Q92 listening area, isn't there?
There are. It's a surprising number. And even more artists keep emerging.
Yep.
We have 9 new artists this year in the Art Meander.
Oh, wow. Yeah, already talking about the Meander. That's pretty good. You know, I've been in your Smallest Art Gallery on Main Street, Ortonville. You do a fantastic job with that, Kathy, and it is the smallest art gallery, right?
It is. And then I a few years ago, I bought the building next door and expanded it so I could display more artwork and also have a location for my studio and art classes.
Nice. I'll have to get up there and see that then.
Well, yes, so, yeah. You are more than welcome to
where
do
exactly,
that.
Where exactly, maybe some of our listeners, where exactly is the Smallest Art Gallery located at?
Okay, if you go down Main Street in Ortonville, 2nd Street Northwest, and head north towards the lake area, I am actually in the historical district right in the middle of downtown, just 2 doors south of Lingonberry's.
Okay, Lingonberry. Yep. And that's a good place, too.
Yeah, I've heard that.
All right, Kathy, a big Saturday coming up in Ortonville, as you mentioned earlier, the 5th Annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl. Tell us a little bit more about that. How many vendors do you think you have there, roughly, you mentioned before?
Yeah, well, I've been told that there's going to be over 20 vendors.
Nice.
And there's in different shops right downtown Main Street. We even have a massage therapist that will be located a little further south on Main Street at Peterson's chiropractic's office.
Okay.
So, but there will also be live music.
Okay.
And I believe Don Sherman will be doing some paper making opportunities for people to actually make paper.
Okay. This is the fifth year, so it's kind of been growing every year, hasn't it?
It has, and we've had a wide variety of artists that have come through. Some have stayed with us, some have moved on, but we have open arms to welcome anyone from our area to join us.
All right, looking forward to that. And Kathy, thanks for stopping in and talking about the art scene going on up in Ortonville, and especially at the smallest art gallery. So.
Well, thank you, and it's spreading, and we're so excited in the Meander about the Mercantile and how they're expanding with the Art Meander there.
That's right. Yeah, Chris Yelst has done a great job with the Madison Merc just in 1 year.
She has. We're all impressed by her.
Yeah. All right, thanks for coming in, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you.
Kathy Merrihart from the Smallest Art Gallery on Main Street, Ortonville. Give her a visit. It's quite the place there in Ortonville. And don't forget, on Saturday, June 10th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Big Stone Arts Council 5th Annual Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl there on Main Street, Ortonville.